the boy that went into the Atlantic Ocean that day was a very different boy than the one who came out 3 months, 5 days and 6 hours later. I had been immersed in the waters of the Western Sea and came out a different person. I'd always known that I had, one day, to take over my father's job. I'd always felt reluctant, even cross about this, always felt that it was something I didn't really want to do. Now, for the first time in my life, I really wanted to be a chief, and not just a chief, but a king. I knew for the first time that I was Grimbeard the Ghastly's true heir, and I would be such an heir that he had never dreamed of. I wanted to be a king who would found a new world, not in some misty country far across the seas, but right here, right now, at home. I would make the barbaric archipelago a place in which might was no longer right, where the weaker tribes could have their say and their vote at the thing, where small children would not live in daily fear of death by wolves, by dragons roaming wild, by starvation and by war, where the rule of law would apply to bully boys like Snotlout and Nutjob himself. And the first thing I would do as king would be to abolish slavery forever from the Viking lands. The slave mark has been a great burden to bear and made my task so much the harder. But Thor was right to give me the slave mark. I could never rub it away, never forget the promise that I made, because there it was, in indelible purple on the side of my head. Maybe all kings should bear the slave mark, to remind them that they should be slaves to their people rather than the other way around, and to help them never to forget what it feels to be a child, to be small and weak and helpless. Perhaps my vision does not seem so revolutionary to readers of the future, but you have to remember the savage wilderness of the world in which I grew up. It is quite extraordinary for one small boy with red hair and nothing very remarkable about him to think that he can change the world to that extent.